It was just changing the tense of a verb. I know.
Okay,
I
I'm back.
Agree with her change.
Yeah, and a little bit of, you know.
You guys hear me?
Rewording at the.
Oh, now we hear you, Lawrence.
Okay, I got Blue Wolf on my phone, on my iPhone. So where are we? We were in the middle before I fell off the call of listening to Bill's promotion. Who's going to read it?
Yeah, it was edited a little bit with Eileen, and so now it needs to be read with Eileen's edits.
Okay, can you do that, or who's going
to
do that?
You want me to do that, Bill, or you want to do
sure,
that?
Sure, that's fine. Yeah, I'm okay with your edit.
State your motion, Bill. Whoever wants to state it. Somebody state it, please.
For a lot
go
I
ahead, Bill.
It.
It's yours.
Okay.
All right.
I'll read it with Eileen.
Bill, move.
Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead. It's yours.
Okay. I move that the 2022 PNB Governance Committee have as a primary objective an identification of potential reforms to Pacifica bylaws needed to make our governance more effective and to propose amendments to implement these needed changes.
Does that include edits, Bill?
Yeah, was that? Did I get all of it? And you just copied mine below that, right?
Yeah, and I bolded the things that were new.
Yeah, and so, and then I didn't say this explicitly, but I meant for this to be included in the PNB.
I didn't hear you, Bill. Can you repeat that, please?
I said I didn't say this explicitly in the motion, but my intention was that this be included in the committee report to the PNB forum.
Okay. Okay. I that's definitely in order. Thank you, Bill. Are there any objections to that motion? Okay, hearing no objections, that proposal will be included in the in the report to the PNB. Thank you. Thank you, Carol. Hold on, William. I just want to thank Carol and Bill. I know we don't agree politically, but we could be civil with each other. Thank you so much. Go ahead, William.
Sure. Is there a vote due on Bill's motion?
Well, I just asked if there was any objections, William.
Oh, nobody I'm sorry. Yeah, I object.
Yeah. You object? Okay. Nancy, please take the roll.
Okay. Where did he go?
Yeah, William, can I just say why?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, this year's committee can't be really telling next year's committee what to do. I understand that he said, I don't know if it's in the motion, that is asking the PNB to do it or something like that. But we can't tell next year what to do. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just going to make a statement right away. We are including a lot of proposals in this report. So maybe Bill may want to consider saying recommend to the 2022 PNB Governance Committee to take the following up. What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's
okay.
Obviously, right. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, William's right. We can't force them to do anything. But
right.
This is a recommendation.
William, would that remove the objection?
No, I'd still like to vote on it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. I move that the 2022 PNB Governance Committee has as a primary objective to
recommend, Nancy. I'll put on the heading, on the very first word, recommend.
Okay, after what word? I recommend instead of I move?
Right.
Okay.
No, the PNB Governance Committee recommend. Go ahead.
The PNB Governance Committee recommends.
Okay.
Instead of I move.
Okay, and saying take out the has. All right. Recommends as a primary objective to identify reforms to the Pacifica bylaws needed to make our governance more effective and to propose amendments to implement these changes.
Okay. Take the roll as the motion was read, please. Take the roll, Nancy, please.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Carol, for the stack, I think there's one other
Hold on, Carol. Hold on, I just heard James Sagerson's voice. Was that James Sagerson's voice?
Yeah, it was. Lawrence, I just want to let you know I'm here. I was at the KPFK Finance Committee. Apologies to everyone.
I
have you down.
I can't be in two places at one time.
That's right.
Thank you for being here, James. All right. So, Nancy, can you read the motion again for James'
edification? Bill's motion. Yeah, Bill's motion is, I move that the 2022 PNB Governance Committee...
No, Nancy, no. Recommend. Remember, we changed the word I to recommend.
And we changed the
beginning,
you know, I think Bill should write it and then send it to the committee. Because...
But you're reading the old motion before it was amended.
Yeah,
Nancy.
Yeah, it's I move instead of
so,
PNB committee.
The PNB
Okay, if you wait just a minute, I will edit it and send it back to everybody. How's that?
Okay, yeah, thank you. And then read it so James can know what we're voting on.
Okay. I just refined Eileen. Yeah.
Please give us a minute, committee, so we could get this motion. Has the committee received it yet?
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
No more
copying and pasting and editing there. Sending now.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
All right. Nancy, have you
seen read
the...
It?
Go ahead,
I didn't
Bill.
Get yet the... Bill, 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 read it, please.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to do that? You want me to do that, Lawrence?
Yes, please. Go ahead, read it, Bill.
Okay. The 2021 PNB Governance Committee recommends that the 2022 PNB Governance Committee have as a primary objective the identification of potential reforms to the Pacifica bylaws needed to make our governance more effective and to propose amendments to implement these needed changes.
Okay, thank you, Bill. No second needed out of committee. James, are you informed now?
Yes, thank you, Lawrence.
You're welcome. Nancy, please take the roll.
Okay. Alan Beek is not here. Daniel Borgstrom, how do you vote on Bill's motion?
Daniel votes no.
Daniel votes no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa votes yes. William Heerwagon?
No.
William votes no. See, Wally is not here. Lydia is not here. Eileen Rosen from WPFW.
All right, vote yes.
Eileen votes yes. James.
Do that anyway. It's unnecessary.
Hold on. Somebody needs to mute. Please mute whoever has background noise. Thank you. Go ahead, Nancy. Sorry.
James? James,
I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass for now.
Pass.
I think I know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to pass for now.
Okay. Nancy votes no. Tom Voorhees is not here. Michael White, are you here? No, I don't hear Michael White. Okay. Louis Wolf? Louis?
Yes.
Are you here?
I vote yes.
Louis votes yes. Okay.
Thanks.
And Carol Wolfley?
I vote yes.
Carol votes yes. And we have back to James. Have you made a decision?
I think I'm going to abstain.
James abstain. Okay. We have four yes and
hold on me again.
Three no. Oh, you
forgot Bill.
Every time.
Bill, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, Bill votes yes, so we have five yes and three no and one abstention. Chair, how would you wish to vote?
President not voting. Thank you.
Okay, President not voting.
The chair rules that the motion does prevail. Congratulations, Bill. And Nancy, can you please read your motion now?
Yes. My motion, the last time I sent it was 9:08. I'm sorry, that's 10:08 Eastern. And it says motion for KPFD delegate voter rights revised. Let's see. It's in a PDF. This is the wrong
title.
Okay,
read your motion, Nancy.
Okay.
Read it.
Okay. The title is what was the title? Okay, the title is motion to correct improper delegate seating on KPFT LSB.
Okay, go ahead and read it, please.
Okay, and so I don't have the right title on it, but anyway, the PDF is correct. All right. Whereas on January 12th at 8:35 Central Time during a KPFT delegates assembly being held to elect 202 to directors to the Pacifica National Board. Okay, something is wrong here. Let me, what has happened here? I'm gonna go back. I'm sorry.
Are you into the stat?
It looks like that should be 2022, the year, perhaps, instead of 202 and then the letters 20, rather.
Okay, I'm not going to take it back yet to the motion is right. If that's okay.
Okay. Because I think this is too much to expect us to absorb, you know, sending it to us basically 5 minutes before the meeting starts.
No, she sent it about 2 hours ago. And we've taken motions from the floor. So I'm going to...
Yeah, but not ones that were two pages. But, all right.
Bill, for the stack.
Hold on. I'm not going to take a stack. I'm going to give this motion the light of day.
I have a point of order.
A point of order is always in order. Go ahead, Bill.
And I raised this earlier, and I thought you agreed with me that it doesn't have anything to do with the report to the PNB.
Especially since
it has a lot of errors that we don't have time to clear up, as Eileen was saying.
So we're off that agenda item right now, Bill. So what's in front of us is this motion.
Well, we haven't finished the EC report. I don't know. I mean, the committee report.
I'm not inclined to grant your point of order at this time. I would like to give the motion the time at the daylight. So it could at least be heard.
What's the process for getting the committee report for the PNB finalized? We haven't finished
we,
that.
We already did that. We're off that right now, Bill. So I understand that you probably don't agree with the motion, but I am going to give it the light of day. Nancy, please read your motion.
Okay. Whereas on January 12, 2022, at 8:35 p.m. Central Time during a KPFT Delegates Assembly meeting held to elect the 2022 directors to the Pacifica National Board, Cassandra Thibodeau submitted the below resignation letter and was placed on the top election runner-up was replaced by the top election runner-up, Sister Mama Sonia, who was in attendance at the meeting and who was then seated. Whereas in the below motion to seat Sister Mama Sonia, which was approved 14...
Please put yourself on mute if you don't have the floor. Go ahead. On that,
sorry.
14 yes to no and 2 no. Oh, my goodness. The PDF is really weird. Okay. I will just say two no and 2 abstentions. The local chair was directed to ascertain the authenticity of the email, the red resignation email, which proved necessary when Ms. Thibodeau herself confirmed the first email with another letter at 10:29 p.m. Central Time, attempting to retract her registered resignation. And whereas the Pacifica bylaws list a number of instances where a person ceases to be a director, such as death recently at KPF, should be KPFK, and a candidacy for elected office recently at KPFK, and three unexcused absences is conducted, deemed to be adverse to Pacifica, and voter recall. And whereas without any action that warranted removal and without any notice or due process as required on January 18th at our special LSB meeting, where the former delegate, Cressandra Thibodeau, and I was allowed to speak there's a lot of spelling errors here. And as a member of the body, and the newly seated delegate, Sister Mama Sonia, was denied the right to vote and was barred from speaking except in public comment. And Sister Mama Sonia was stripped of her rights. Be it resolved that Cassandra Thibodeau shall be informed in writing, but the LSB and PMB, that her resignation remains in effect, and further, she shall be immediately removed from all LSB lists and access obtained due to the board membership. And be it further resolved that Sister Mama Sonia shall be informed in writing by the KPFT LSB chair, copied to the LSB and PNB, that she remains a KPFT delegate and board member. And further, she shall immediately begin equal access to all KPFT LSB communications, tools, information, and privileges, and be it further resolved that re-balloting for the 2022 KPFT all directors shall be done with Sister Mama Sonia included as a delegate and Cassandra Thibodeau excluded as a delegate, and shall be completed on a schedule set by the local chair that allows at least 4 days of voting, and be it resolved that permanent PMB elections for officers and committee and task force shall be held until February 3rd to allow properly elected KPFT listeners and delegates to contend for position and to vote. The resignation email was to Sandy Wyman on the second page, and it reads, I will have to step down as a board member. I did not know the time commitment. I was so impressed by the group and especially Sandy. I will help with the silent auction but cannot give more of my time. Sincerely, Cressandra Thibodeau. That was at 7:03 during a board meeting. The next is the KPFT delegates motion. Delegate made a motion, considering the late hour and the email coming in the middle of the meeting, I think we need to honor the email and seat the next person in line. And if the email turns out to not be true, we can deal with that later tonight or tomorrow. I don't know if that's a motion. Okay. And then there's a retraction came at, 10:30 at night, 10:29. I am sorry, but I retract any notion of resignation and want to work for the betterment of KPF, she didn't spell it right, as a board member. That's why I ran. However, I would prefer to only focus on fundraising. Thank you. Sincerely, Crescenda Thibodeau. And then at the bottom is the bylaws, Article 4, Section 9, and all about removal, you know, death. Okay, I apologize because I did not realize that the PDF had so many weird spellings.
Okay, Nancy, I got it. We got the sense of your motion. We are almost at time certain, so I'm going to entertain discussion about 5 minutes, and then we're going to go to a vote. Does anyone want to discuss this motion, or whether you're pro or con to the motion?
I'm Vanessa to the back.
Hold on. I heard Lou, did you want to say something to this motion?
Lawrence, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little confused why we're taking this motion up. Doesn't this belong at the KPFT, not in the National PNB Governance Meeting? I don't understand where this fits in here.
Well, because there's a question whether this is a bylaws compliant action that was, as Nancy stated, Article 4, Section 9 of the bylaws, which talks about membership and election. So that's within the purview of the governance committee. That's why I'm allowing
Okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I heard Vanessa. Vanessa?
Sorry. I agree with Eileen. It is rather intricate and rather complicated, and it certainly would require a time for me to try to understand. So I do not feel prepared to vote unless I simply vote it, you know, abstained. It's just too intricate and involved.
Okay.
My vote would not do the matter justice.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa.
Anyone
Carol else
for the stack?
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, so when I look at Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees, Governance Committee shall regularly review the Foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. So our purview is to review, and this is exactly what we just passed, to review the Foundation's bylaws and policies for governance. We are not an investigative committee. We are not police for the KPFT local station board. That is not our job. I would like to refer this issue back to the KPFT local station board because I think it's inappropriate for other bodies to be interfering in issues of local station boards. So I also agree that this is a very complex matter. It would need to be carefully examined, and so I move that we refer it back to the KPFT local station board.
Okay. So in regards to the section of the bylaws you just cited, you actually fortify my ruling that this committee's purview is to to uphold the spirit of the bylaws and policy. And so there's a question here in regards to whether these sections were violated. And I think this motion is within order, and I would say that your motion to postpone is not well taken at this time because, as you stated in your citation, the purview of this committee is to make sure that the bylaws are adhered to and also that the policies of the bylaws and policies of governance are also adhered to. So I'm going to rule your motion
not out of order, but not in order at this time.
Oh, point of order?
And Bill for the
Carol stock. For the stock.
State your point of order, Carol.
Okay. I did not say the motion doesn't say take issues or investigate. It says review. Again, review the policies. It doesn't say it's review the policies, not review what the committees are doing. We are not police. And
okay.
It's inappropriate for us to be policing.
Okay.
We are reviewing the policies. So we can say, what's the policy? We can talk about resignation policy, but we can't talk about...
So we are reviewing the indication that the bylaws and the policies were not adhered to. So, again, you're fortifying my position and my ruling, and I would say that your point of order is not well taken. Thank you. I think I had Bill. Bill?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Me? Me?
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, I couldn't hear either. Okay, sorry. And I was muted myself for a second. Well, first, Carol's motion was not to postpone consideration. It was refer it back to the LSB. I think that's the appropriate thing to do. That's essentially what Lewis was saying. I think Eileen also made a very good point earlier. It's just really poor practice at a minimum just bring complicated motions on us like this 10 minutes before the meeting starts. Nobody has time to read it, and it's filled with errors as Nancy, you know, admitted, and and it's not even clear what it's about. I mean, I know it's about, but it's not clear. There's so many errors in it. It's not clear what you're asking for. And here you have a delegate who said she wanted to step down in the middle of the meeting, and then shortly after she retracted it. And this belongs back at the LSB. Carol's absolutely right, and Eileen's also right that we shouldn't be considering this on such short notice either. And frankly, if you do want to consider it in this committee, it should still be, Nancy should take it back and rewrite it and clean it up and give everybody a chance to read it and ask more details about what's going on. So I support Carol's motion to refer it back to the LSD. It wasn't a motion to postpone, but motion to postpone would be better than trying to deal with it tonight.
Okay.
Vanessa, to the staff.
I'll hold on, Vanessa. Just let me respond with Bill. We took up almost 2 hours of two complicated motions, two proposals. So the fact that I'm acting as impartially as possible and trying to have a fair and even hand in regards to this matter that I believe meets the test of the bylaws not being adhered to, particularly the sections that were cited. So, I don't completely agree with your iteration. I think the well has been poisoned already, and I think this is something that needs to be vetted by the PNB and be voted up or down, because at this point, the members of the KPFP LSB are seeking redress and fairness in regards to those sections that were cited in the bylaws, and the purview of this committee is to make sure that the bylaws are being implemented and being adhered to and being applied fairly. So with that, that's what I want to say about that. Vanessa, I'm sorry.
Well, could I?
This
could
is
I,
James. James, for answer, Vanessa, please.
There's something important. Something missing from the motion.
James hasn't spoken yet.
No, please go to Vanessa. Vanessa was first.
Okay. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. So as a point of principle, if an LSB cannot resolve a matter, I think it's counterproductive to send the matter back to the LSB. There's got to be some recourse. And so it would be a particular committee of the PNB that would deal with it. I think this is the appropriate committee. And so I agree with that the matter should be heard by us. Just in its present form, it is a complicated matter. It's internal to that LSB. It would just take, you know, more time than now to, you know, try to give it a fair hearing. But I do believe it's appropriate for it to be heard by us, by this committee.
Thank you, Vanessa. James?
Yeah, I want to say something along the same lines, I think, as Vanessa is saying, and that is, I think, partly what this motion is asking this body to do is act sort of as a judiciary committee instead of a governance committee, in that we're being asked to make a decision about whether or not the KPFT LSB properly interpreted the bylaws procedure for this situation. And I think that may be above our pay grade. It may be that we could make an opinion on that, but then I think we would have to pass it to the PNB for the PNB to decide. This is, we're a committee of the PNB, but so is the LSB. So this would be like one committee of the PNB overruling another committee of the PNB. I think the PNB would have to make that final decision. But I want to echo what Vanessa said, sending it back to KPFT, where apparently that LSB already made a decision to go ahead and, if I understand the sequence correctly, that'll be my, what I'll ask at the end, is to get the, try to get the fact sequence straightened out in my mind. But if the KPFT LSB has already acted to seat or to reseat, or however you want to say it, to accept that the resignation didn't happen, it seems like they've already made their decision. So I agree sending it back there would sort of be superfluous, because they've already, it seems like they've already decided to do that. So then I guess that's when the fact, where the fact question comes in. Is it, do I understand it correctly that someone was elected, but then they stepped down in during, apparently either just before or during the LSB meeting, and then yeah, either during the LSB meeting, pardon me?
The Nets runoff was seated.
I'm sorry, say it again?
The Nets runoff was seated.
Okay, and did that happen during the LSB meeting?
Yes.
And then the retraction of the resignation, there's no time stamp on that. Did that happen during the LSB meeting or after the LSB meeting?
I believe it happened after the LSB meeting. Is that correct, Nancy?
The retraction came, yes, after we adjourned. And the chair made an emergency meeting like 4 days or 5 days later, and removed Sister Mama Sonia, and took a vote and put the retracted Cassandra Cubido, the one who had resigned, put her back on the board and voted not to accept her resignation, and allowed her to speak her reasons why she resigned and that she wants to be back on the board, but did not let the one who was seated or replaced, did not let her speak and accept in public comment.
Okay, thank you.
Bill from the staff. I need
to clarify. Thank you.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm done, Lawrence. I think I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Nancy.
Well, I'm just going to make a quick statement. This PNB committee, this PNB governance committee, is a standing committee of the PNB. And the only difference between a standing committee and an advisory committee is that the advisory committee advises and the standing committee makes recommendations and makes motions. So I think I just wanted to add that. Did I hear somebody else?
A bill.
Bill, go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Well, you know, the next runner-up wasn't officially seated. She was seated conditionally, and because it wasn't clear why or what it was that prompted Cassandra Thibodeau to send that email, and she was clearly upset about something and changed her mind and, you know, sent it. You can see the time's not on it, but the date stamp was on the, and then the motion that Nancy sent, the same date, January 12th, and the LSB did have a special meeting. That's correct. They spent the time and voted to, you know, say that she's still back on the LSB. And, I mean, it's settled. So, and I agree with Carol, you know, we shouldn't be messing around in the internal affairs of an LSB.
Thank you, Bill.
And we really need to adjourn anyway. We're way over time, by the way.
I'd like to hear some people.
We'll talk about this next month.
Daniel here. Can I speak?
Go ahead, Daniel. You and I'm spoken. I think I heard William after that. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes. I understand that we've had other cases where people have resigned and their resignation has been taken as permanent. I think this is pretty straightforward. She resigned, and that was it. And then changed her mind afterwards. It's kind of late to change her mind. I think this is just very straightforward. And also, the fact that the LSB went ahead and made a decision in this, that's kind of moves in the direction of a self-appointing LSB, which I think is very dangerous.
Thank you, Daniel. I believe I heard William. Then I'm allowed Nancy to close.
And Carol for the stack.
Okay, Carol, I'll allow you before Nancy, but I do want Nancy to have complete agency because it is a motion. And she is a KPFT LSB member. I'm going to go to William and then Carol.
Yeah, William here. Thank you. The question at that LSB meeting revolved around whether the person that resigned actually did resign, and it was clear that she did. So the replacement with the next runner-up is totally legitimate. And we shouldn't be postponing anything. We've got directors being seated tomorrow night, I believe. So I think that we should just go ahead with saying that this what's her name, Mamasol, was elected, duly elected, and will be on the PNB.
Thank you. She'll be on the LSB. Okay,
Nancy,
Carol? Nancy, you're going to close, so just hold your thoughts. Carol, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to make a decision on such a rushed basis. I would like to look carefully at Robert's Rules of Order and the bylaws, and I'd like to look at the documentation. And I know also there are... sometimes situations where there is a hostile work environment for boards, and I would like to understand, you know, what if there were other factors involved. So I, you know, I think we should not make a decision on this at this time, and I am urging people to vote no because of that, so that we can have more time to look into it. Thank you.
Carol. Okay, so this motion is in order. Allow Nancy to close. Nancy, you have to.
Question, Chair.
Go ahead, Jane.
I may be too late on this, but I wanted to ask Carol if that was a motion to postpone.
Yes.
He did not use the word postpone.
No, I did not, but my intention would be to postpone.
Hold on, please. Because Carol did make a motion to refer back to the KPFT LSB. I ruled that motion out of order because I believe that motion has met the test of the bylaws, of the citation that's being mentioned. So, but we will vote on the referral, but I'm going to allow Nancy to close.
Yes, I cleaned it up, and I resent it at Eastern Time, 10:42.
Just close, Nancy. You have 2 minutes, and then we're going to vote on the referral.
And about Carol's...
Hold on 1 second. If the referral doesn't prevail, then we will vote on the motion. Go ahead. State your case.
Okay. Yes.
So Robert's Rules of Order cannot, according to Article 16, Parliamentary Procedure, Articles, the rules contained in Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised as amended from time to time, shall govern the Foundation in all cases where they are applicable and in which they are not inconsistent with the bylaws or any special rules of order which the Foundation may adopt. And I understand that to mean the bylaws takes precedence over Robert's Rules of Order. So the vote that was using Robert's Rules of Order to not accept the resignation and therefore putting Cassandra back on the board and keeping Mama Sonia off is just against the bylaws. So Robert's Rules of Order would not be properly used in such a case, but the LSB did do that.
Okay, thank you, Nancy, for being brief. Let me self-correct. I did rule the motion to refer out of order, so the first vote we're going to take is whether my ruling is upheld. And if my ruling is not upheld, then we will vote on the motion to refer. So, Nancy, please take the role.
William.
Go ahead.
Point of order.
Go ahead, William.
Did anybody object to your ruling? Why are we voting on it?
Yes, I object.
Yeah, Bill did.
Okay,
William.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So, Nancy, okay, so please take the role on my ruling.
First,
on the ruling
what,
of the chair.
Which are we voting on now? Nancy's?
Of the chair.
We're voting my ruling that I ruled Carol's motion to refer out of order. And I do get to speak last because I believe that this motion meets the test of the bylaws not being adhered to. Go ahead, Nancy, please take the roll.
Okay.
And if my motion prevails...
Point of order, point of information, please.
Yeah, go ahead. Take
okay, but what I'm hoping that the Secretary is going to state whether yes or no. Repeat your ruling. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
No, it's okay. No, nothing to be asked for forgiveness. I ain't the Lord. Okay, so my ruling is that Carol's motion to refer is out of order. No objections to my ruling. That's why we're taking a vote on my ruling that Carol's motion is out of order. If my ruling is sustained, then we go to the main motion.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Request for information, Chair.
Who's that?
James.
Go ahead, James.
I understand we have two items on the floor right now. One is your ruling, and then we're going to go to a vote on the item. Once your ruling is off the floor, would it be in order at that point for someone to move to postpone?
No, I don't think so, because we have already exercised all the procedures that we could have. The motion to postpone should have been made before the motion to refer. So that's my interpretation, James.
But it
so
was made.
We're voting
both motions.
We're voting on the ruling of the chair. Yes vote.
Point of order, Bill.
Yes vote. No, we're in the middle of a vote, Bill.
What you said was not correct. There was a motion to postpone and another one to refer.
Yeah, but you even stated that what Carol requested was a motion to refer back to the KPSA LSP. If that's what I ruled out of order. And that's what we're taking a vote on.
Well, she said just a few minutes ago she meant that it was a motion to postpone.
And but she did not say that, Bill.
No, she did not say
that. She said it about 5 minutes ago.
I would like to clarify that my intention right now is to move to postpone. I would like to postpone.
Okay, that's not in order either. What's in order right now was a motion to refer back to the KPSC LSB. A vote yes will sustain my ruling. A vote no will not. Please take the roll, Nancy.
Okay. Daniel Bergstrom, how do you... Yes supports the chair and no does not.
Daniel votes yes.
Daniel votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa votes yes. William Heerwagon?
Yes.
William? William votes yes. Wally James, Lydia Ponce, Eileen Rosen, how do you vote?
Pass.
Pass. Okay, James Thagerton.
I'm going to pass also.
Pass. Nancy Sabar and I, Tommy, votes yes of the ruling of the jury. Tom Voorhees, Michael White, are you here? Lewis Wolf? Lewis Wolf? Lewis here? Okay, I don't hear you, Lewis.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm confused, so I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, we're voting on the ruling of the chair. Yes means you agree with the chair, which is not to refer back to the Carol's motion, which was to refer back to the, send it back to the LSB and KPFT. Okay, Lewis passed. See, Carol Wolfley?
No.
Carol Wolfley votes no. See, I'll go back to Eileen.
And you skipped me. This is Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
Yeah, and a motion to refer or postpone is always in order. But I vote no for that reason.
Vote. Bill votes no. Okay. And Eileen Rosen?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Eileen Rosen abstain. And James Thagerton?
I'm also going to abstain.
James abstain. Let's see who else. Lewis? Lewis?
I also, I have to abstain, yes. Thank you.
Lewis abstain. So we have one, two, three, four. Four yes and two no and two, three. Three abstentions. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes to sustain my ruling. And okay. Bill's correct. A motion to refer and postpone is always in order, but it does require a vote. Please go to the motion in front of us, which is the motion to refer to the PNB. Go ahead, Nancy. Please take the roll.
Okay.
Wait. Point of order.
Yeah.
No. We're in the middle of a vote.
No, you just made a ruling about what you just said.
Did not interrupt the vote. We are in the middle of a vote, so a point of order is not in order right now. Please take the roll.
Lawrence, could you just explain what yes or no means here?
So yes means that we're going to send it to the PNB. Yes means we are going to send it to the PNB for their ruling. To see if the bylaws test has been met or if it hasn't. So that's why the yes votes to mean. A no vote means that it won't go to the PNB. I think it's that simple.
Thank you,
James. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Nancy. Please take the roll.
Daniel Barkstrom?
yes. Daniel votes yes.
Daniel votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa votes yes. William Heerwagon?
Yes.
William? William votes yes. Wally, Lydia, Eileen Rosen?
Sorry, I was disconnected for a minute there. I don't remember this motion being brought.
It was red, but we are in the middle of a vote. Do the best you can to recall.
Okay. I'll abstain. I'll abstain.
Yeah, I resented at 10:42 Eastern time.
Continue with the vote, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Eileen abstain.
I abstain.
Right. Okay. Yes. James Thagerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Nancy, Sybar and I vote yes. Let's see, Tom Voorhees, Michael White, Lewis Wolf?
Yes.
Lewis votes yes. Carol Wolf? Carol?
No.
Carol votes no. Bill Crozier?
No.
Bill votes no.
so nobody else passed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 yes and 2 no and 1 abstention. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
I believe the bylaws test have been met. I vote yes.
Chair votes yes. Right. There'll be 7 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. Motion passes.
We're about ready to adjourn, but before we adjourn, I just want to thank the 2021 PNB Governance Committee for your work, for your service, for your temperament, for your willingness to engage in debate, even if we have been on the opposite sides of some of these debates. But I just want to express my gratitude to you all. Thank you very much. So we will entertain a motion to adjourn unless there's any other business. We are at time certain, though.
William, move to adjourn.
Nancy wants to thank the committee very much. Thank you.
And to thank the chair as well. Thank you. And the secretary for your service.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you for your service. You have
to the stock, please.
Do it. Go ahead, Mr. Wolf.
I'm just confused. So I guess I'm no longer on this committee then, right? Is that right? My term is over?
Right. This is
on the committee till place.
What?
Until you replace.
Until replaced.
Until you replace by the other seat. Hold on, Nancy, please. So what happens next, Mr. Wolf? Lou, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the writer. moving forward, what happens is that the other SPEs will have elections for committee members for PNB committees, and the PNB will have elections for directors to be on committees. So this is our last meeting. That's why I'm expressing a lot of gratitude to you all for your commitment and for your stewardship. And for your concern and care and love for Pacifica. So I just wanted to say that. So if anybody else wants to get on the way out.
Yes, Nancy.
Hold on. William.
William, go ahead.
Yeah, we individuals remain in place until we're replaced.
Right.
Yes.
I thought that's what I said. Okay.
Okay.
You said this is the last meeting, but... It may not be the last meeting. The LSCs may get delayed or something.
Okay.
Or the PNB may be delayed. So please don't disappear. This committee keeps going until the LSC votes to replace you or the PNB votes to replace the national directors. We might get another meeting in here. We don't know. And if we do, it will be the fourth Wednesday in February. Is that okay? We keep that?
Right. We'll keep that. And we'll recommend that in the report as well. Because that's already called our date. Carol, I heard your voice. Is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, I do want to say something. I know that there's some tension sometimes in these meetings, and I know that some of us have different perspectives based on a lot of different issues on our stations and everything, but I do want to hold that everyone on this committee is working for the good, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Anyone else want to engage in the swan song? Okay.
That was nicely said, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. I did say thank you, right, Carol? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a motion.
Yes, Daniel.
I got to go to bed, guys. I'm out of here. Thank you, everybody.
Good night, Eileen.
Good night.
Good night, Eileen.
That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Daniel, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to express my thanks for, I feel that being on this committee has been a good experience. We've had some difficult to deal with things here, but it's been a good experience. I want to thank everybody. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, I would like to also and express my thanks to Lawrence for a very difficult job to chairing and fielding all the different things going on at one time. So thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to invoke the name of Muddy Waters when he said, when he sang the song that there's love over troubled waters, right? And so let's keep the love up front for Pacifica, and I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so William Headwagon from WBI did make a motion to adjourn. Are there any objections? Okay, people, again, thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.